Welcome to It Ain't Over, a multi-monthly podcast exploring the ever-changing world that is technology. Brought to you by Rich Web, a full-service IT company located in Ashland, Virginia, specializing in cloud-managed services. Helping business owners be more profitable by letting our experienced team manage their IT network so they can manage their business. Rich Web, driving enterprise IT. And now, it ain't over.
Ben, what's going on?
Oh, you know, it's a beautiful day here in Richmond. We're here training some folks on PRTG, so it's a great way to spend your Friday.
Now, we are so excited to have Ben in-house this time instead of on the phone.
Indeed.
From Paceler. Welcome to another episode of It Ain't Over, because IT's ever-changing. We're going to continue our conversation with Paceler, talking about PRTG, and today we're talking about PRTG Plus.
Indeed.
Plus what, Ben?
PRTG Plus is a great way of utilizing PRTG for large-scale installations.
Gotcha. And so is there a minimum of sensors to come with this license?
Yeah, we like to migrate you to PRTG Plus or start you at PRTG Plus when you have a need of about 50,000 sensors. So, Okay. Yeah, significantly
higher. And what's the
benefit
of the PRTG Plus? What's different in that than 5XL1s?
So with 5XL1s, you're limited to 5 core servers. That's all you can ever install. PRTG Plus, it's unlimited core servers. So if you have a need for 20 core servers, 50 core servers, 100 core servers, you can fulfill that need with PRTG Plus.
Gotcha. And so over the course of the years, I guess you guys found out, as we have in working with other clients, that sometimes there's a need for different divisions on the sensors, how they're broken up, and the, I don't want to say the old licensing, but the old method limited you to how you could do that.
It absolutely did. The model where you have a single core server and you try to scale that with remote probes, it works for a lot of customers, but as IT is changing and as the customer's needs are changing, we're finding that the better solution is to provide them with multiple core servers that they can put into those positions, because core servers are much more versatile than remote probes. You know, remote probes are limited in what they can do in terms of overall capacity, whereas core servers are not.
Gotcha. And so can you give me an example of a company that would transition from either an XL5 or almost on that threshold, and then how they might go about doing that efficiently?
Sure. One of the things I really like to mention when we talk about the PRTG Plus license is the overall stability that you gain and the lowering of your liability footprint. If you have a core server and if you have 10 to 15 remote probes, those 10 to 15 remote probes are dependent on that core server. Even if you have a failover cluster, again, they're dependent on that failover. So in the issue of a catastrophic failure, and if you lose your master and failover, those remote probes are useless. They can't do anything without a core server. If you have a PRTG Plus license, you have core servers in every location that you're looking to monitor. Those locations are now completely independent from one another. We've got solutions in place that will help you monitor them all together. So having a single dashboard, having a single pane of glass where you can see everything, and we're working on adding more to that in the future. But doing it with PRTG Plus makes it to where your liability footprint is much smaller, because each location now has their ability to monitor independent of your primary location or your data center.
Right, you're not locked into that one core.
Exactly.
That's trying to ping and do everything based off of the remote probes.
Exactly.
So, yeah, because I know in the past, like, we've maybe farmed out, like, multiple remote probes, which is all good and well. But, and if one of those goes down, it doesn't really matter. Your core is what, you know, that's where everything is sensitive, and that's where everything needs to come back to. So,
and
can break that up.
And in a situation like this, we're not necessarily, you know, putting the remote probe to pasture or phasing it out or anything. The remote probe definitely has a need.
I just had a vision of like a remote probe as a cow in the middle of the pasture being like, moo.
But
that was more to get Amanda laughing over there, who's trying to be quiet. So,
and doing a
okay job, which I'm surprised.
Just okay.
Sorry, go
yeah.
back.
No. I was saying that the remote probe still has a great application for sites where maybe you don't have any computing infrastructure, where you just have like layer two equipment, and you just want to deploy something small, purposely built to serve the remote probe. Yeah, you don't want to put a full-blown server out there to run a complete core server. That's just a waste of resources. So using PRTG Plus to be able to replace certain remote probes with core servers, but then still use remote probes in situations where that's the best solution for the problem, that's the flexibility you get with PRTG Plus over, say, an XL1 or an XL5 license.
And so if I have a PRTG Plus, I've got that 50,000 sensors. If I need to scale up from that because I'm growing and things are working well, what's the plan moving forward? Like, how does that grow with me?
Sure. So with PRTG Plus, it's an annual cost. And at the end of every year, we take an average of the total number of sensors that you use. And your cost that you pay is based on that.
Gotcha. So if I needed 10,000 more or something.
Exactly.
Moving forward, then we can price that out and
mm-hmm.
figure it and
it's just,
add that to the bucket.
Mm-hmm. It's just trued up at the end of the year. So, and that's the great thing too, is that throughout the year you may fluctuate. You may start at 50,000, go up to 70,000, 80,000, drop down to 60, you know, get somewhere around there, and you're not going to be dinged for it like every time you go up, or, you know, get a credit every time you go down. At the end of the year, we're just going to see what the average was, and we're just going to bill you on that.
Gotcha. Okay. So you... It not only makes it more flexible with the cores, but it makes it more flexible with the individual sensors.
Absolutely.
Which, you know, I think as Paceler moves forward on some of these new products and different licensings, that's one thing that we found in working with clients, whether they're starting out at a 2500 or whether they already have an XL5, the flexibility issue, I think, has always been kind of in the background, right?
It's been one of the more peculiar things in terms of, you know, growing pains and just learning things about our customer base and finding out that most companies prefer to do things more as like a CapEx kind of thing.
Right.
Like they don't mind ongoing costs because they already have so many things in their portfolio that are ongoing costs.
Sure. And there's cost of operation. And,
exactly. You know. Exactly. And it helps with them in terms of their... you know, making it easier to run their budget and run their, you know, financials when things all operate the same.
Right.
You know, it's much easier to present these things to management, and management's more or less inclined to go with it versus a solution where it's one huge upfront payment,
right.
And then maybe just an ongoing maintenance kind of
absolutely,
thing.
Absolutely, because we've run into it with clients that we know are hitting a threshold.
Mm-hmm.
And to present them a quote where it's, you know, a pretty hefty sum, plus now you need to spend another $10,000+ on a new core server,
mm-hmm.
that's a lot to swallow. And a lot, and even for decent-sized companies, they were having some barriers.
Yeah.
So this will definitely help with that.
Absolutely.
That's great. What else is new that you can tell me that's coming down the pike for Paceler?
We just released our, well, it's been out for a while, but very soon our PRTG desktop client will be officially replacing our enterprise console. So it's going to be the new de facto client, if you will, for accessing your PRTG core server and being able to use it to view data, view reports, things of that nature. So if you're one of those people that likes using an actual client piece of software rather than the web interface, look for that in the coming versions, where the old version, the enterprise console, will be removed and the PRTG desktop client will be the client going forward.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I wanted to get back to with the PRTG Plus and some of these new things is, before I could just maybe go online, order it direct, or do something like that. The PRTG Plus, I understand, is going to be supported by certified partners. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And how does that change the purchase process for an end user?
It's not really going to change very much. It's just that now you'll go through one of our partners to purchase it. And in addition to purchasing it from that partner will be a certified integrator. So that partner not only will sell you the license, but that partner is going to help you understand how this works. They're going to help you integrate it successfully. So from the very beginning, you're set up for success. It's going to work the way that we intend it to. And Pessler is still going to be involved in the support process in backing up that system integrator. So that system integrator will be your go-to for any support measures. And should they need to, they can always escalate things to Pessler for assistance. But it helps with the customer to have someone they know, someone that they've worked with in the past, someone that is very familiar with their infrastructure as it is. Rich web. Exactly like a rich web. Exactly like a rich web. It's funny you mentioned that. Yeah. Right?
So one of the things you guys listening will need to know is that Paisler has been in office for the last 2 days training our staff just for that purpose so that we're up to speed and that we can support you guys as you move into the PRTG Plus realm wholeheartedly, fully, and capably. Capably? Is that a word? Capably?
Sure. Why not? Yeah.
Amanda doesn't seem to think it's a word.
And just for me to brag 1 second here, I have to say the staff here at RichWeb, both technical and non-technical, is superb. These guys have an amazing operation. They really know what they're doing, and they are professional to the nth degree.
You got your check. Is that what
it's in the mail, right?
Yes.
We'll make sure the address is... Okay. Well, I don't want to go into my house. I need to go to a
no
P.O.
Bitcoin.
Box.
No Bitcoin.
Well, we can do Bitcoin, but, you know, can I get an Ethereum? It's not as volatile.
Oh, sure, yeah. What's the new one that Facebook's going out with?
Something. Or maybe Dogecoin.
Oh, Doge.
Yeah, Dogecoin. Yeah, that'd be good.
That sounds very, yeah. Like, kingly. Doge?
No, it's the dog
is that
meme.
Like Egyptian
no.
thing?
No, it's the Doge meme.
Oh, the Doge meme.
Have you not seen the Doge meme?
I have not seen the Doge
meme.
Oh,
we'll have to save that for later.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on to that pasture. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll wrap this one up, and then we will be back in just a little bit.
Until next time, this has been It Ain't Over.